USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill is very much focused on the small business person.
Yes.
It's very much focused on small companies, including restaurants and all sorts of small companies.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News, discussing the economic stimulus package that's looking to be passed in the Senate late today. Wall Street liking the president's comments as the Dow gained 2,113 points to finish at 2,705. The president continues.
And what people don't realize, you know, you talk about these massive, we have the greatest companies in the world. You add them all up, and the small businesses are just about equal in size to these massive companies, of which we have many also. It's the engine of our country, small business. This bill is absolutely aimed at the small business and the worker, and the workers of those small businesses and the owners.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Amazon is trying to take some relief off of parents. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Amazon is trying to help keep kids entertained while they're in quarantine because of the pandemic. The company has made most of its kids' shows and movies free, from certain TBS shows to a list of nearly 100 family-friendly movies. To access all the free movies and shows, you just sign in with a valid Amazon account.
Walgreens, Costco, and Trader Joe's are the latest retailers to set aside special hours for senior citizens shopping amid the coronavirus pandemic. At Walgreens, it runs the first hour of every Tuesday. Costco is offering a special hour Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Trader Joe's is holding a senior hour every morning. And no surprise here, but with more kids staying at home, puzzles and toys are pretty popular these days. Hasbro says customers have been buying more Play-Doh and Nerf products. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ford is shifting gears from making cars to making ventilators and respirators. The company says it's working with 3M on producing more respirators, while the partnership with GE is designed to make additional ventilators. Bill Ford Jr. is the executive chairman of Ford. He tells Fox News,
"You know, we're working with GE on ventilators. We're working with 3M on air purifying respirators. We're doing our own face shields, and we're also 3D printing the N95 masks. So we got four different work streams going, and we're going as fast as we can."
As far as when we'll begin to see some of the products they're producing, he says,
"Soon. Some of the things we're already getting into production. We're testing the face shields this week in Detroit area hospitals to make sure they work, and then we can ramp up very quickly. We're already doing the N95 masks. We're 3D printing those. With 3M, we're doing the respirators. And the goal there is to dramatically increase what they're already doing. We'd like to do it by a factor of 6X to 10X, what they're already doing. And on the ventilators with GE, we're helping them prototype. We're using our engineers and our manufacturing people. And then as soon as we get that right, we're going to go like crazy."
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook. Check us out as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A Utah congressman who has the new coronavirus was hospitalized over the weekend, and a state lawmaker was also diagnosed with the disease. Zion National Park has announced that effective tomorrow at noon, all park campgrounds will be closed. No other areas in the park are authorized for camping. Two teenagers missing from the Cedar City area for more than a month have been located and were returned to Iron County Monday. And Governor Gary Herbert announced Monday that Utah's K-12 schools will extend their dismissal until May 1st. And Utah's technical colleges will suspend teaching from March 30th through May 1st due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 65 today. Mostly clear tonight, 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 65. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. From all over the globe, actually. I really appreciate it. And I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Last hour. So for several weeks now, we've been saying it's not COVID. It's not COVID, people. This is why I posted about COVID so much, is because you have to see that the whole COVID thing is the cover for doing a lot of other things that the government's up to right now. And right now, we're looking at... over 1,000 cases of serious, even considered serious COVID. Everybody else is mild to no symptoms, nothing. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we only have about, just a little bit more than 1,000 cases that are actually serious. So when you see numbers like that, and then you see trillions of dollar packages coming out because the politicians are saying, oh, we're so sorry we had to close your business down. But guess what, folks? Here's some money. Here's some money back for you. And they all, these total cockroaches, act like they're giving out Christmas presents left and right. You know, here I am giving you some money, saving the day, even though I'm the one that did it to you. Sorry. And here I am giving you some little bonuses for your business and for your person. So the bill looks like, what, $2,000 an adult over the age of 18 a piece and $1,000 under the age of 18 that people are going to be getting. The problem is, and we've been trying to warn about this, is that it comes in an e-wallet now. They're using the payments to Americans by using them in the form of e-wallet, digital ledger currency. Now, this is just different than sending you money on a Visa that they pack, like a prepaid Visa, okay? It's different than that.
Well, you're going to have to convert it. Once you accept it, you have to now convert it into another currency to use it.
Yes, and you have to give your information.
Or all of a sudden, overnight, every business in the world is going to take electronic currency.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So what they're doing is they're trying to pass these trillion-dollar budgets. And Greg Mastriano said it the best. He said, from traderschoice.net, he's great. He said, they're funneling trillions of dollars right now, you guys. Every several hours, a $2 trillion bill? It needs to be $200 trillion isn't even going to do it because they're pumping all this money. They're adding zeros and they keep pumping money, pumping money, pumping money. And what are they going to do to save the day? They're coming in with their digital ledger currency that they get to control. You don't just... in the future, get a bank account with you, the bank you choose, and do business with your bank. It's all about digital ledger. It's all about controlling this from a world standpoint. A lot of the money in the bill is getting funneled to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. This is so crazy because they've been doing this for a long time. They started this funding back in the 40s and 50s. And when we got embroiled into Korea and Vietnam, we kind of stopped doing a little bit of it. But man, it went on steroids when Bush was in and then Clinton. And then, it went on steroids. So what I'm saying is that we are looking at a digital system being put in. In the bill right now, the bill that everybody's just, let it pass, those darn Dems. They're not letting it pass. They're creating a fake fight over it so that you get a little bit more interested in getting it passed.
Yeah.
And then when it passes, the whole first section of the bill is on digital ledger currency, the new digital banking system. So we're ousting the central federal bank system for a central world data system. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
I just heard the number that the global banks owe because they've been doing all of these terrible, awful deals.
Right.
And losing money. And we have been overnight, when our market closes and the world market opens, we have been funneling money back and forth at the tune of, what's the number that's bigger than trillion?
I don't even know what it's called.
Quadrillion?
Yeah.
Quadrillion.
Yeah.
It's like 1.2 or 2 quadrillion.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the hole that much. That tells me that what you're saying is they expect us to bail them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the
that
same
they're
time.
They're wanting our money to be filtered across their mistakes.
Yep. Yep. And the more the funneling of the money, see, in the bill, it talks about new agreements with the IMF and all this Section 406. I read the bill last night. Over 300 pages. All this goes into, it's the funneling of continuous money to the IMF so that they can control it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's absolutely no way. Even with the powerhouse that we have as the middle class of America, there is no way that we will ever be able to come out of that sinkhole.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
Unless they start at zero and they just blow it all up and they say, okay, sorry, now we're all even.
Yep, I know.
Yeah. And there's a name for that.
What's that?
It's called bankruptcy.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Really.
No, I know.
No,
I know.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Love it. Thank you. Really appreciate your contribution. That was great.
Debt means that somebody owes somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what debt is, right?
Yeah.
If there's debt, let's just use a round number of $100 trillion in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The world's in debt, $100 trillion. Who do we owe that to?
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if we didn't pay it?
Right. Right. Because look at it this way. You've got a bill that's supposed to just bail out our country for COVID, okay? It's supposed to bail out, and I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying it's a bill about bailing us out.
It's not what it's about.
Nope, because where are they funneling money to? The IMF. Well, why would we funnel money to the IMF if the bill is about taking our tax dollars and redistributing it like grand old socialism Bernie style to everybody during this when they're the ones that are closing up business, okay? And the answer to that is because we are funneling money to the IMF so that the IMF can control the new payment infrastructure based on international stable coin. We're sort of like upping the ante to go to a bigger data-based currency and oust the one we have. That's why. Otherwise, there's no reason to do it.
In order to accomplish that successfully, though, they have to create cash or money in the amount of over 300% of global GDP.
Yeah.
It can't be done.
Right. And then when the IMF, hold on, caller, when the IMF gets their hands on the money, then what we say is, well, this is going for international monetary and financial system to loans for everybody. Like we're paying for the entire world. We're paying for the world. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Who owes who? And do they have an army, a friendly army, strong enough, or military to fend off the creditors? That's the way it's going to end. That's why these wars start.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I mean, if you don't have an army, they just come in and rape and pillage and take.
Right.
But if you have a strong enough military, that's why we have to hope we get Trump reelected, because at least he's friendly to us.
Yes.
Obama, I can see him sitting back with his feet on the desk and just watching the
pillage. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you.
Look, you've heard me say this. Mm-hmm. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. when one country refuses to pay debt to another country, it's called war. Countries don't claim bankruptcy against each other. They go to war.
Yeah. So, okay, go ahead.
Well, we don't, the debt isn't divided up that way. There is no country to go to war with.
So this is what was said by William Engdahl clear back in September. We actually talked about this on a show. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I was like, this is so weird that they just had this meeting in Jackson Hole in August with all the banks, Bank of England. And William wrote a fantastic article about it. He's so smart. I love William. He's been on the show many times. This is what he said. The Bank of England governor was proposing in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, that the IMF, with its multi-currency special drawing rights called an SDR, a basket of five currencies, dollar, pound, yen, euro, and renminbi, I can't even say that word, anyway, should play the central role creating a new monetary system. This was in September. And the IMF, they said, should play a central role in informing both domestic and cross-border policies, pooling resources at the IMF, and therefore distributing the costs across all 189 member countries. And for that to work, he proposed raising the IMF SDR funds triple to $3 trillion as the core of the new monetary system. Now, in the funding bill that Pelosi wants to get through is new agreements on this money going to these accounts. And when they go to these accounts, it's got money worked in there. So it says almost $7 billion, almost $8 billion, $3 billion. There's even a typo. There's even a typo. I've never seen a typo in a bill like this with the money. And it's four zeros instead of three with commas in between. Which would mean $30 billion, okay? So it's all this money. In fact, I think somebody even even put out there that it was almost like $95 billion. And that this new 19th replenishment fund, that the money that they're wanting to do with the two trillion, that a huge portion of this goes over to the IMF because then it becomes the core of the new monetary system. This was said clear back in September. And then in October, they announced that they were going to be looking at replenishing that fund and building it up. And they sure as heck did. Because you've never seen a buildup like this. And here's the deal. They would go like $2.2 billion. They did this like, I think, 5 years ago. $2.2 billion, I think, in the 18th one, in the 9th one, in the 9th replenishment of the IMF funds. But this time around, it's huge. They're siphoning and looting this money from us. It's beyond sickening. It's beyond sickening. There's not enough words to describe this. And everybody, you know what everybody's doing? Social distancing and COVID. You're all going to get COVID. No, you're not. In my certain county, instead of doing county cases because we didn't have one, you know what they did? They went to five county. They went to five county so that they could up the numbers to make you feel like you're doing all of this for a reason to save lives. Oh, my gosh. And the one case we have, it's a transplant from Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys don't even get me started. Oh, that's why they keep saying diagnosed here and not from here, not a resident. You guys, we have got to just, and I know you guys see I'm preaching to the choir. It's not COVID. It was never about COVID. They even said in this meeting in Jackson Hole, they said they had to have a depression. They had to have a reason to bring this in. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code CANYON.
Canyon Media and St. George News are helping local restaurants and their employees with stgeorgedining.com. This gives you access to the best in local cuisine, curbside or delivered. Get a meal right now at stgeorgedining.com. If you're a local restaurant and want to get involved, just go to stgeorgedining.com. This is your chance to help local restaurants and their employees. At the same time, you can get delicious food curbside or delivered. Log on right now, stgeorgedining.com. That's stgeorgedining.com. From Canyon Media and St. George News, here for you.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
This is Quinn. I trust Southwest Vision because they treat me like family. Anytime I have any issues, they're willing to work with it. Anytime I come into their office, they're always happy to see me and excited and take care of anything that I need. And I trust my family. Go to them, and you should too.
The locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store knows you're spending more time at home. Keeping your home clean, comfortable, and safe is your first priority. If you want to update your furniture, they're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and taking every precaution to keep you safe and healthy. The Ashley Home Store has a huge selection of recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals, perfect for movie night or binge-watching your favorite shows. Bring everyone together for family dinners with great prices on dining room sets, too. Practice some social distancing with comfortable yet sturdy outdoor furniture at great prices. Don't forget to make your way to the Ashley Sleep Center and find the perfect mattress at, you guessed it, an amazing price. Plus, they have 36-month no-interest financing to help you get through the next few months without having to worry. Ashley Home Store on East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and Pineview Stadium 10, financing OAC.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
A lot of people are embarrassed to talk about having a colonoscopy, but there's no need. Not only is Dr. Bowen at Utah Gastroenterology great, the staff is compassionate, and they'll help you with personalized solutions for your digestive problems. Digestive problems can be embarrassing, painful, and even in some cases, life-threatening. That's why it's always best to seek help from an experienced digestive specialist at Utah Gastroenterology. You'll be seen by a board-certified gastroenterologist that has the knowledge and skill sets to treat your digestive problems. Their team has helped numerous people with personalized solutions for digestive problems, and they can help you too. When you need complete help with your GI problems, make sure you make an appointment with Utah Gastroenterology. Safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Call Utah Gastroenterology for an appointment at 435-673-1149. They're located on Riverside Drive in St. George, or visit their website, utahgastro.com.
Although the lobby inside St. George City Hall is closed to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, city employees are working to provide the services you rely on. You can conduct most city business over the phone at 627-4700 or online at sgcity.org. That means you can pay your utility bill, apply for utilities, and access other city services online and at our drive-up window. For latest updates, go to sgcity.org or the City of St. George Facebook page. For questions, email info@sgcity.org.
The Eureka Casino Resort in Mesquite is teaming up with Stephen Wade Auto Center for the $250,000 Choose Your Ride giveaway. Find out how you can participate by going to eurekamesquite.com. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate
Your
Daly
love
Show.
Give me such a thrill, but you love to.
Of nature, make sure that you're ordering that. Use the code Kate, and you can get all those fruits and vegetables dehydrated down. Make sure you have it in your food storage too. Take it every day and then make sure you have it extra because it really is that good of a product. I love this product and it can last too. So make sure you get this. It's 31 fruits and vegetables per day. You can't get nutrients like that anywhere for as low cost as you're going to get this for. My gosh, can't buy them at the store like that. So you can go to balanceofnature.com and you can put in the code Kate and you can get 35% off and free shipping. It's pretty amazing. So you and I have some different takes on this.
Apparently.
Apparently. Okay. So I read to you the section of the meeting that took place with the Bank of England over here in August where they were desiring to put the IMF in charge of a new digital money system. The new bill going through, the payments would be made in a new e-wallet digital money ledger system. They're introducing this because they're giving money. Nobody wants to say no to the money. So it's a great way to get people in this. If you're wondering why all the post office money, I think it was $20 billion, it's because they're putting machines in the post offices. It's in the bill. You can read it. Also, there's a section on funneling a ton of money to the IMF to become the new core basis for this digital money system, which tracks everything. Everything's on a ledger instead of just going to your bank or using cash. They're going to a cashless system, like we've been saying for weeks. Now, what do you think on this?
Everything that you just said is mm-hmm. being done by creating huge amounts of debt.
Okay.
So the last caller said, who do we owe that money to?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question. I don't think anybody really knows who we owe that money to.
It's interesting that you'd say that because you guys remember the 2014 Conservation Act bill where everybody had to sign. If you were going to give your land over to the Conservation mm-hmm. Act, I know Chris, my own congressman was like all for this thing and voted for it. It's the Conservation Act, so they absorbed a lot of farming properties when people couldn't pay their taxes, but they kept the family name on it. You know, and like the Uncle Milty family ranch, but they get to tell you what to do. And right. in the contract at the very end, it said, in perpetuity, you're signing this over to the United States or its successor. So a lot of people were thinking China as a successor. No. It's the UNIMF crowd is the successor. And will United States have a successor? To me, that looks a little bleak, but not to you.
No, because I think this is designed to take down these world bankers. And I'll tell you how, and I'll put it in small numbers so it's kind of easier to see.
Well, can you draw it in crayon?
Bank of America is the kidding. World bankers. Uh-huh. I'll say that name, Bank uh-huh. of America.
Okay.
And they have in total assets $100 million.
Uh-huh.
We borrow from them
right.
10 times that.
Mm-hmm.
We borrow 10 times that. And then we turn around and tell them, we're not going to pay you. What happens to the bank?
Mm-hmm.
They go out of business.
Yeah. Okay.
Or they collect. If they have no way to collect, they're done. And you have the money.
Does it worry you that we've given industry land? A lot of the land goes into the biosphere program. We're giving up a lot of our lands to the UN.
It only worries me if the UN has a big enough army to come and take it, and they don't.
Okay. All right.
They have no way to collect the debt. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. So if they're letting us create all this debt,
mm-hmm.
trillions and trillions and trillions upon trillions of dollars in debt, that they have no way to collect, that mm-hmm. we can turn around and say, come and try.
Hmm.
Then we take them down. And now we're the king. Okay. We're in control when capitalism goes back into effect.
Interesting. Okay. You know what it reminded me of on the big picture, too? Do you guys remember that in the 90s, we had the fall of communism in Russia, right? But everybody thought it was that. But it really wasn't. Bush Sr. and Soros and a group of ousted CIA guys called the Enterprise made an avenue to basically create it so that Russia kind of fell to its knees. They kept Yeltsin drunk, right? And what they did was they went in and looted Russia. So Soros and Bush, I know people hate to hear that when you're a conservative, but it's true. Bush went in and they made it so that they could really take all of their their wealth, all of the things that, that they had going for them. And people thought it was just communism falling, and that wasn't it. It was opening up a country to the point of desperation, bankruptcy, that somebody was able to come in and loot. And do we not think that that could happen here? I'm just saying. I mean, it's something to think about on the big picture.
It could happen if we weren't willing to and didn't have the military to fight to stop it from happening. You see, and that's why I think it can work. I think that these bankers, they have gotten away with this for so long that they have forgotten that there is a way to lose at this game.
Yeah.
And so they've let their guard down.
Yeah.
And somebody smarter came along and said, I know how we can get control back.
Okay. Back in the 90s, when you guys remember this, this was the CFR, Mortimer Zuckerman, and owner of the U.S. News and World Report. And he said it was the largest giveaway of a nation's wealth in history, Russia, at the time. The giveaway or theft was done with outright robbery, currency war, and fraudulent loans for company stock shares program that was a precondition. It was demanded by Washington, and it was to get aid and loans from the World Bank and the IMF and the loans that never touched ground in Russia. So it worries me that in this bill, again, for the 19th replenishment fund, 19th time, we're just creating the avenue bigger and bigger and bigger to funnel money, launder money to the IMF, in my view. And that worries me. Now, you're looking at me like that, and I know, because I'm still hopeful. I know. I still have hope. But I think that the situation is not a good one.
Here's the reason I disagree with you, with what you just said. You said they're funneling money to the IMF.
Yeah.
They're not. They're funneling debt to the IMF. That's not money. They're funneling debt.
I disagree. Because this is calling for the cash. This is calling for this bill.
There isn't that much cash. They have to create it.
Right.
So then it's debt.
Okay. All right. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, boy. I have so much to say on this. First of all, they're not funneling debt. They're not funneling money. The money is coming from the Fed. They're counterfeiting it.
I know. That's what we're saying,
this whole process is a vast step towards communizing America.
I know.
They're making Americans slaves. How are slaves going to control the banks? Anybody knows 2 cents about the grand conspiracy, they know it's the international bankers that are very high and almost at the top or at the top of this conspiracy that we're seeing right now. A few other thoughts. The wallet system is really interesting. Basically, what they're saying, if we want to get an understanding of this, they're saying you're a domesticized animal now. You're like a pig. And if you're going to get paid, you have to go into the pen. And it's an e-wallet system is the label of the pen or the corral, and you're not going to get fed unless you're in there. A few other things. There is nothing redeeming about this $2 trillion and all these stimulus programs. Nothing.
Yeah, I know. That's what we've been saying.
Absolutely.
It's greater socialism than anything we saw under FDR.
We've been saying
this. So anybody that ever criticizes FDR again for being a socialist, they should be and support anything about this is a hypocrite. The Republican and Democrat versions, it's like fighting over should we poison the people with strychnine or should we poison them with cyanide.
Exactly.
We need to start realizing, look at what the loss of freedoms involved in all this.
We're not disagreeing, Mark. Yeah, we're not disagreeing
with Federal
you.
Reserve. All the power in the Federal Reserve, talk to Ed Griffin and a lot of experts on the Federal Reserve, resides with one man. He's the chairman, Jerome Powell. He is a CFR member. The CFR is the most powerful organization in America working to abolish American freedom throughout the whole world.
I get it. I get it. We've said it many times. That's exactly what we're saying. I don't know how to put it more bluntly.
Well, what the Fed is doing is counterfeiting money, and that devalues all of our money.
This is why at the beginning of the last hour I talked about Bernanke saying we just add zeros. This is why I'm saying
That's right. And not many people are talking about how our value, our money is being stolen from us right now.
Yes.
And we may not see it immediately, but when they put $4 trillion or even the hundreds of trillions of dollars in the economy, that's our money being disappearing in the form of a hidden tax.
Totally agree. Completely agree. Thank you. Yes. That's what we've been saying the last hour and a half.
You see, he said, the caller just said, they're
thank you for the call,
they're
by the
counterfeiting
way.
Money.
Uh-huh.
That's what creating debt is. That's I mean, that's why counterfeiting is illegal. Well, if anyone could counterfeit, then you can create tons and tons of debt.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason that they do even the 19th as opposed to, I mean, all the ones before it, but the 19th replenishment fund to the IMF. There's a reason they build it into the bill. You know, they could just do it off the books if they wanted to. I mean, you're creating money anyway. You're creating zeros and zeros and zeros. But there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. They're going to come at us with, we were just saved from the COVID epidemic because we got rid of that nasty cash and it's transmitting disease. There's no proof of that ever in the history of ever. But this is how they sell it to the American people. You guys, we have people out there that are going, I'm social distancing. We're this stupid. And so if we're out there doing this right now, you don't think they're going to buy this? It's for the buying of the American people. It doesn't mean that what they're doing is real. It means that they're selling it. They're marketing it. They're saying, see this section? We put this money over there. We put this money over there. They don't have to say it's funny money. They just say we gave all this money to the IMF. That's exactly what we're saying. So then the IMF becomes the big controller of the central bank that's going to save us all from mutiny. And the other way they're going to sell it is this will be more transparent. No more fraud, you guys. No more criminals. Oh, my gosh. If people actually believe that, then we're truly gone. We're truly gone because, well, I do believe people will actually believe that because they're believing this. And you can't even look at the numbers and tell them.
But they don't all believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't all believe it. And I know we're preaching to the choir here because I know you guys get it. It's just so difficult. Okay, caller, you got 30 seconds.
How are we going to win this and maintain any wealth? Because that's what they're taking, wealth, not money, wealth out of our nation. If they shut down the electrical grid and say a storm did it, or the internet, and we cannot buy or sell.
Right.
Carry on.
Thank you.
Well, this is the war.
Yeah.
That's called war.
If we know this, we're up on this, we understand what's going on, and we're not all going COVID crazy, because that's the distraction. The two distractions are COVID and the fight between the Dems and the Repubs, and they're all fighting over the bill. There's no fight. They make it look like a fight. Why? Because it serves the purposes of nobody seeing what's actually in the bill. And there's so many billions going into the strangest places, the weirdest stuff. It's the looting. And like Greg said, the finance guy, TradersChoice.net, he was saying they can't even do a bill for $200 trillion
right,
to bail this one out. And so so the distraction is this $2 trillion bill. And that sounds like a lot to us, right? 2.5. But honestly, it's the dent. It's a spoonful of water out of a bathtub, right?
Yep.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
The Grill at Sand Hollow understands this is a tough time for many people. That's why they remain open to help provide food during this difficult time. Whether it's takeout, curbside pickup, or delivery, they can handle getting you food during the COVID-19 outbreak. Delivery service will be provided by restaurant staff and off-premise catering. Call for delivery service boundaries. Keep jobs available for members of our community. Go to stgeorgedining.com and order from the Grill at Sand Hollow.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event is going on now at Finley Subaru.
When we say a lot to love, we mean it.
For a limited time, get 0.9 APR financing on all new 2020 Outback models.
With a new quieter ride,
go everywhere capability,
and available turbocharged engine,
the all-new 2020 Outback is a must-see.
Get 0.9 APR financing now through March 31st and go where the love takes you.
In your all-new 2020 Subaru Outback.
Finley Subaru.
On the saving side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
FinleySubaru.com.
Financing through SMF.
Are you living with fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, trouble losing weight, headaches, or joint pain?
Has your doctor told you over and over that your blood tests are normal, but you just don't feel well? Dr. Josh Red, chiropractic physician from Red River Health and Wellness, explains what doctors may overlook and how Red River can help.
Patients come to us incredibly frustrated because they've been to doctor after doctor and haven't found any answers. We get to the root of the problem by addressing the imbalances that affect the immune system. Because when the immune system is compromised, it leads to autoimmune reactions like fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, and more. We spend a lot of time with each patient addressing the underlying issues instead of giving out temporary Band-Aid solutions.
Call Red River at 855-55-RIVER to schedule an in-depth consultation absolutely free. All appointments can be done remotely by FaceTime, Skype, or phone.
Call Red River today.
The world may feel like it's turning upside down right now, but there's one thing that you can count on. That's Nielsen RV. Nielsen RV is here for your family, giving you the opportunity to get out of the house and into the fresh air and wide open spaces in a new or used RV. Don't be a do-nothing. Take advantage of this opportunity to spend quality time with your family. Stop by Nielsen RV on State Street in Hurricane, off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag, or online at nielsenrv.com. And we are now offering virtual walkthroughs. Call to schedule yours today.
Quality doesn't have to be expensive. Hi, this is Justin at the Mattress Store, and a good night's sleep starts with a new Sealy mattress with Posturepedic technology for only $299. Come in today and test rest a new Sealy mattress with Posturepedic technology. Buy today, sleep well tonight. Four Southern Utah locations, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by Walmart, and Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Just imagine an all-inclusive resort experience in sunny St. George, an 18-hole championship golf course, tennis courts, restaurant, swimming pool, and drinks served to you as you're lounging at the pool. Sound like a dream? It's reality at the brand new nightly rental Bloomington Villas at Bloomington Country Club. These new villas are now selling starting at $399.9. For more info, visit bloomingtonvillas.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. No matter your situation, Bank of Utah Home Loans can help with the right home loan for you. Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loans team today, 435-986-7221. Bank of Utah Home Loans, helping you grow no matter what stage of life you're in. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today?
Catering Concepts is still here to help you, and especially at this time of need. Catering Concepts has a menu you want, with no frills, pickup and deliveries, and lunchbox orders as well. Catering Concepts is here for you. Need a menu? Visit their website, cateringconcepts.com, and call to place your order today at 435-574-0059. Thank you for your continued loyalty. We hope you all stay safe and healthy. Catering Concepts, when you just have to have it perfect.
Are you covered by Medicare or nearing Medicare eligibility? Do the different Medicare options and supplemental policies seem like alphabet soup or a high-stakes game of Scrabble? Relax. Let WMI Mutual Insurance Company simplify this complicated decision and save you money. WMI has been offering their commission-free Medigap policies to seniors just like you for more than 30 years. With quality insurance and affordable rates, call them today or visit WMIMedigap.com. This is a solicitation of insurance.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. It's the Kate Daly Show.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car.
Kate Daly Show. Boy, this show flew, didn't it?
Yeah,
seriously, it did. Welcome back. And I've got Uncle Milty with me. We were just talking about all the different bills. You've got the Maxine Waters special, right? You've got the Senate bill. And what's interesting about this is government shuts down business, creates a problem, and becomes the solution. And all of your more progressive rags out there are saying, oh, it doesn't have enough money for SNAP and not enough money for eviction and not enough money for foreclosure and student loan forgiveness and business. And they want us to be dependent on government. That's why they want us, our businesses, us to become a product of government. They want us to become used to getting money and not even asking, because everyone's like, well, I'm saving a life. Really? Whose life was in danger that you're saving? Because we're ruining businesses, and we're doing it because the politicians are saying you got to close everything down, and then they're here handing out money like it's a Christmas present, our own money. It's insane.
It is insane.
That's pretty much how it goes.
This act that has been submitted, H.R. 6379, the short title is Take Responsibility for Workers and Families Act. Mm-hmm. Within that, and each section has titles, and I just want to read a couple of them. The Financial Protections and Assistance for America's Consumers, States, Businesses, and Vulnerable Populations Act. The Giving Retirement Options to Workers Act. Mm-hmm. The Rehabilitation of Multi-Employer Pensions Act. Student Veteran Coronavirus Response Act. Listen to these names. They're all ridiculous.
No, they really are. By the way, the funneling of the money to the IMF, which is kind of interesting, the zeros that they're funneling, okay? Those replenishment rounds, and they clearly way upped this one, okay? Mm. The money going over there, the replenishment rounds really are typically agreed to every 3 years, okay? Do you know the member states that actually get the most from these funds just happen to be Italy? Just happen to be China? Yeah. All the ones with the biggest problems with COVID happen to be the countries, except for Iran, which we're doing a regime change without anybody noticing right now, killing off a section of their parliament while no one's looking, calling it COVID. But isn't it interesting that you've got a section of these countries, the member states that get this money from this replenishment are the same ones with the problems? Just saying, they're at the top of the list.
Think about this. When things go way out of whack from the norm, like you just said, all of a sudden this one went zoom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Usually that's a sign of desperation. Mm-hmm. So who's desperate to do what?
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. What does it look like for you and I? What kind of year does it look like? That I don't know. I wish I did. I think that it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same as it was at Christmas time. It's not going to be the same as it was last year or the year before. We're looking at a different time going into this. And we're going to see a lot more of the cash not taken here. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a lot more of that. They don't want the anonymity. The other thing is we're going to be looking at high unemployment paid for by all of us and moving us into higher taxation brackets, because, you know, COVID, we all have to hunker down and come together. That's the message. Mm-hmm. And the messaging marketing works, and everyone will go, but we saved lives and the government saved us. And so now we got to hunker down and pay more. And we pay the world, we pay for everybody. And then we might be looking, you know, there's going to be a lot of struggles this summer. I think that you're going to see kind of a window of optimism. I think you're going to see us kind of getting back on our feet a little bit, because they never do stuff all at once. They can't. It blows the belief in government. You have to have us believe in government. You can't create chaos beyond what chaos the controlled chaos that they're representing.
Right.
Okay. So in order to do that, they've got to put us back for the summertime. This is a great time to get really prepared. It really is. I can't think of a better time in history to get better prepared for what is and what's coming. Silver, I guess, is going to go through the roof. Who knows? That's the word on the street. I don't know. You know, you can always put your money into that. That's, you know.
But money is not going to solve anything.
Mm-mm.
If this happens the way you think it's happening...
Mm-hmm.
Money, it doesn't matter how much money you have. because they control what you can do with that money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't control how you can use your money, then it doesn't matter how much you have.
Right.
That's why I think it's the other way.
Yeah. You remember Yuri? Remember the CIA interview with Yuri from Russia, who talked about the stages of bringing countries down? And he said the third stage is crisis after demoralizing a country. And then you destabilize it. And then you go in for the crisis. It takes about 6 weeks to send a country into crisis. 6 weeks, he said. You remember that? The crisis would bring a violent change of power structure and economy. And it would be followed by normalization. And that's when your country is basically taken over, living under new ideology and reality. And this will happen to America unless it gets rid of its people, who will bring it to a crisis. And that's what he warned. He said, if people will fail to grasp the impending danger of that development, nothing can ever help us in this country. It's sad. I know. And I know people don't want to hear this, but we need to.
But what that actually says is, we have to get rid of the Americans that believe in the United States of America.
No, I don't think so.
Because if you have them, they're not going to go for this. They're going to fight it.
I see what you're saying in the long run. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You guys have convinced me. When I sell my house, it'll be for gold coins.
There you go. Thanks.
Do it quick.
Do it quick. Isn't it interesting that they put a no inside appraisal into this bill? When I went back to 2009, I was looking at all the problems we had with 2009, and they kept citing the fact that there was just sort of a blank appraisal. You could just kind of get what you wanted out of the property so that the loan would go through. Worries me that they're putting that in.
Appraisals have been based on square footage alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the real estate.
Right.
The real estate and square footage for a long time now.
I know.
They haven't gone inside the home and said, oh, this needs this needs that, and forever.
Yes, they do.
Nah.
I just sat in a house that had that done. Yes, they do. And the thing is why would you even want to include that then if it was already on the books? Ah. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff in that budget, but the those are the things that struck me. Now, one of the bills, I think it's Maxine Waters' bill. Which one struck it out? There was one of the bills that
H.R. 6379.
Okay, so one of the bills has the digital currency stripped out now, but the other one still includes it. So the separate bill...
I haven't read it all, but supposedly, yes.
Separate bill advanced by the members of the House Financial Services Committee. That's Waters. Maxine, how did that woman keep getting... I don't even know. Anyway, still includes the digital dollar provision. And so we'll have to see. And the sprawling Take Responsibility for Workers and Families Act weighs 1,400 pages now. And that makes no reference to the digital dollar. The payment method has also been significantly altered, appearing to take the form of an advanced tax refund via the Treasury Department. That's interesting. So there are people that are noticing this. Maybe there's some changes being made. Okay, he's doing his little glory. He's doing his glory run around the microphone right now. I just want you guys to know.
The other way doesn't work. I'm telling you, they can't do it.
Maybe a little too much to
way.
Push on
that's,
the Americans right
that's
now.
Right.
But the only good news out of that would be that we still have some time. These are carefully laid plans that they'd love to implement if we allow it.
Yeah.
If we're aware of it, then maybe there's some good that we can do being very, very aware of what's going on so that we can put the right amount of pressure in the right way on our politicians. Yeah. Do I have a lot of faith in I don't have any faith in politicians anymore. Are you kidding me? They're the biggest cockroaches. There's only a couple that I like left. And it's a sad state.
I wish we had a bugler.
A bugler?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's a bugle that the military does. It's two arms.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? And you guys, I think what made me really nervous is when the Fed came out and said this was planned and organized. Planned and organized, no doubt. They actually admitted that. He admitted it. It was planned and organized to take out a sector of the American economy in the second quarter. And they're rushing in with all their payments. And so I ask any politicians listening to this, when you're doing everything you can, even monkeying with numbers to get the money to dole it out as a Christmas present so you look like you're amazing, that you're after you guys are the ones that closed us all down.
Yeah.
When that happens, you know, think about the strings to that money and think about the dependency you're putting Americans into. Because if the government thinks they have the right to do what they just did to us, okay, then and the politicians didn't stop it. The politicians did nothing. They just encouraged it. And boy, did they encourage it, man. Every 24 hours, they were coming out with a new one. Mm-hmm. They didn't even wait and see if anything would work. Then we have a lot of really scumbaggy politicians in office right now, from the city to the county to the state to the Fed. And they're willing to go along with this. And it's either A, they're too dumb to know this, or B, they're in on it. What do you think the percentage is? What do you think the percentage is, Uncle Milton?
I don't know anymore.
On that one. Anyway, they're selling you a box of rocks. And we're either going to clean house and we're going to deal with this in a different way, or we're just going to go along and let these guys shut down industry every 5 seconds, do whatever they want to us, and then do it under the guise of not even having any proof to back it up. Nobody even demanded proof. Hi, caller. Welcome to the... Oh, by the way, the person that died, the one case in my state that died, COPD, had been dying for a while.
Yep.
A while. His daughter did a blog on him. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
A little off subject, but I got to say it. I've been meaning to say it. Thanks, a big thanks to Uncle Milty for being there and helping to keep Kate sane. She tries so hard and works so hard. Thank you, Milty, for keeping her on the ground.
You are so welcome.
Oh, please. Can I just throw up? Oh, my gosh. I am bringing you the actual news, and Uncle Milty is spinning his version of hope. I get it. But I think I want to throw up right now. so glad you guys could get together.
How dare you talk to one of our listeners that way?
Oh my gosh. You guys, please.
Well, that made my day.
No, I bet it did.
I almost wasn't going to be here today.
I know you weren't. I bet it did make your day. I'm not gloom and doom. I promise. I'm trying to stay as positive as possible. But man alive, when I saw how many people in my own city berated me for wanting to go outside and eat, and the stupidity level and the crazy level of my own community, and I went, oh my gosh, you guys, we're never going to see this happen. We're never going to see what's going on because we're so fixated on what the media tells us to be fixated on. We're never looking at all the other moving parts. And we have got to get people out of this COVID coma and on to what's actually happening here. And maybe we did have a few reasonable people go, we are taking this out, we're stripping this out, but don't think they won't do it again. And I know, gloom and doom, Kate, I get it. Uncle Milty, you can say something positive and insert it right here. We're all, right? Go ahead.
We are going to win this. They're desperate.
Okay.
Everything we see smells of desperation.
Okay. Caller, you got 20 seconds. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'll be really quick. One good thing about this COVID-19 gig is Mitt Romney has been exposed. And
you're right.
If all goes well, maybe we can at least be rid of him.
Oh, my gosh, please.
I mean, maybe not to death. But
yeah.
Like,
no, I agree.
Just go away.
Oh, I completely agree with that. Thank you. No, I'm serious. I completely agree. Such a cockroach. And so... Mitt Romney out there spinning. I looked at some notes from a meeting last night that he had, and he is just out there spinning this so hard. You know, we're all going to die. It's amazing. Anyway, you guys, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here. I'll try to be super positive tomorrow, like rainbows and lollipop positive. And see you guys back here tomorrow. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
You're welcome.
For being the ray of sunshine that you are. I'll see you guys at katedalyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Brinkerhoff, the owner of Inside Out Hyperbaric and Wellness Center here in St. George, Utah.
I opened the hyperbaric center here in St. George, Utah, because of a specific health need dealing with Lyme's disease that affected me and some other members of my family. With great nutrition, lifestyle changes, and the help of some of the products we have at our facility, I was able to get back to where I am today. And I think that's something that should be available to everybody, no matter what their financial situation is. Once I had the major effects in my life and saw what hyperbarics can do, I was very pushed and motivated to offer this service to members of our community. Hyperbarics has been around for a really long time. It's only used for a few certain things, but now the science is starting to show up that it helps everything from Lyme's disease to cancers, autoimmune diseases, and the conventional wound healing and things like that. I'm Ryan Brinkerhoff, the owner of Inside Out Hyperbaric and Wellness here in St. George, and I invite you to bring out the best in you. Visit InsideOutHyperbarics.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.